Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan coming to you from Capelli Sports Center in Carlstadt, New Jersey, with New York Giants wide receiver.
Yeah, you got it
right. I almost said
it.
New York Giants wide receiver, Brandon Marshall. Brandon, you've been out here all morning teaching these kids the game of football.
No.
What is that like for you to be doing that?
Well, you know, actually, I have some great coaches, man, that really did a phenomenal job putting the camp together. You know, I think the thing that I bring and some of the other pros that came out, like Sterling and Evan and Quincy and Robbie, is really that conversation we had, the wisdom. You know, like, they're going to get great coaching. They have great coaching where they're from. They're going to get great coaching from our coaches at this camp right now. But the thing that's invaluable is us talking about character, is us talking about work ethic, us talking about the process of going from high school to college and distractions off the field. That's the thing that they can't buy anywhere.
Right, and it's invaluable. You said before, it's invaluable for these kids. Now, as Giants fans are salivating, I think, first of all, I think that was the best offseason move any team made was you to the Giants.
Well, why?
I'll tell you why. Because Eli Manning loves guys like you. You fit the profile. You're tall. He likes you in the end zone. I mean, what kind of chemistry have you been developing with Eli?
You know, it's been a process, and it's been really good. When you have a veteran quarterback who knows what he wants and he's a great communicator, it's so easy to get on the same page because it's really simple, right? It's like, look, here's our offense. This is what you do and do it, right? But then there's those little finer details when it comes to press coverage, when it comes to cover two, or this little adjustment, that little adjustment that he's awesome at, just sitting the receivers down and saying, listen, this is how – you know, it all works for all of us, and it's been great.
And Giants fans can flash back to Plaxico Burress in the end zone, the corner of the end zone in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
People are expecting that from you this year.
I'm expecting it from myself, so I'm excited. I think we have a really good team, Danielle. I think that, you know, when you look on paper, which is sometimes it's a bad thing to do, but on paper, this is a really talented team. But the thing that you don't see is how – these guys go about their business. They're pros, they're on time, they work hard, they love it, and it's hard to find that throughout your entire team in professional sports. And I know it sounds crazy to say, but, you know, I'm just proud to be a part of the Giants. You know, I've been at some great places. I have phenomenal relationships across the league, and this is another opportunity for me to meet more people and take a run at this Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, you know, I was learning a little bit before. So when you put your left foot on the line there, you look left and right, and you see Odell Beckham Jr., Evan Ingram, and Sterling Shepard. They were here. What is that like for you? Well, two things.
Where's the ball going?
I'm like,
okay, who's going to get the ball in this play?
Right.
No, it's awesome. I mean, those are – what I love about it is they're younger guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have so much experience, and I've been through so much, and – you know, hopefully those guys pull from me so I can make their game better. I think it makes the defensive coordinator's job harder. It's harder on the defense when you see all these guys
which
that really
good.
Can make plays, which really makes our operation much easier for Eli, our offensive coordinator, our defensive guys playing complementary football.
Right.
So I'm excited to see how we all work together.
Right. Now, Sterling Shepard just told me that he's going to learn a lot from you, but he wants to teach you some swagger.
He's my swag coach.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, he's my swag coach. So he helped me with my hair and, like, said, yeah, take this side down. He's helping me with my dress. Because, man, these younger guys, they got it, right?
Yeah.
I'm older and I'm trying to stay young, so I need, you know, help with my touchdown dances.
I was just going to ask.
All of that.
Have you been working on anything?
No, he's going to help me.
Okay.
He's going to help me. That's phase two. Right now, it's getting, you know, the appearance right. Got the hair. I think I'm going down the right direction. When it comes to the hair, now it's my attire, and then it's going to be, okay, celebration. Like, outwardly, what's my swag going to be?
You got to think about hair.
Yeah.
And just one final question here about making the transition to broadcasting now. One, is it like a sink or swim sort of thing? And two, what does it do for your relationships among players on your team and in the league?
Yeah. Well,
as
you know,
a player,
I'm going on 4 years now inside the NFL, and I've learned a lot. I think the player-to-player component is pretty cool because now we're seeing guys like Josh Norman take on a more active role during the season. And it's not really – like, this is our main thing. You know, this is what pays the bills. But I want our guys to think outside the box. I want guys to think about, you know, who else – Who am I and what else can I do? Because football only lasts so long. So I want guys to think about, what they're going to be doing after they're done while they're playing. Because what happens is our guys stop playing football, the game is taken away from them, or they retire, and you know they're lost because they haven't had that conversation with themselves, right? That's why 80% of us are kind of struggling when we retire, is because our entire lives we told ourselves that, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do. But that lasts, when you really look at it on the grand scheme of things, like a short period of time.
And then it's nothing. It's
and then
gone.
It's nothing. So I wonder, guys, it doesn't have to be television, but I wonder, guys, thinking, like, what else can I do on an off day for an hour? Can I go sit down with the executive at Bank of America, or executive, you know, at this company or that company, you know?
Buster Screen was doing that on Wall Street. Wasn't he going to Wall Street for a while?
Yeah, he's doing a phenomenal job. He's a guy that gets it.
Yeah.
You gotta get to.
Cool.
Thanks,
all right,
Danielle.
I don't keep you too long, but I'm Danielle McCartan with Brandon Marshall, and this has been great. And thanks, and good luck for this season. And we're rooting
for
you.
Watch my girl. She's up and coming, and she's crushing it. She's gonna be all over the place. So I'm glad to say I started with her, right? And watch all year.